future for dairy farmers in Tennessee. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With today's Accent on Agriculture, I'm Melissa Berniston. With the number of dairy farms in Tennessee just under 600 compared with 900 in 2000, dairy farms seem to be just disappearing. But for those remaining, a ray of light might be shining through.
We came to Lewisburg today to learn a little bit more about maybe some milk pricing in the future and learn about the Tennessee Milk Quality Initiative program and just to learn a little bit more about dairying in the Southeast.
That was Jason Gillespie, dairy farmer in Marshall County, and he attended the Dairy Future Conference held in Lewisburg last week to find out what the future might hold for young farmers involved in the dairy industry. And Calvin Covington, CEO of Southeast Milk Incorporated, had just the message needed for Tennessee producers. A federal order hearing with all dairy cooperatives produced three proposals he shared with the participants.
One is to increase the price of Class 1 milk, which will help dairy farmers, to reflect the higher fuel costs. And the second and third proposal is to make it more difficult for milk outside the area to share in the proceeds from this market to try to give more incentive to produce local milk. All dairy organizations have to work together, regardless of their dairy cooperative, regardless of their state, or what other dairy organizations, they all have to work together to make this happen.
And Dr. Steve Oliver, professor of animal science at the University of Tennessee, also had an important message to bring dairy producers about the milk quality initiative in the state.
The ultimate goal is to maintain the sustainability of the dairy industry in Tennessee and the southern region. If we don't do something and do it very soon, I fear as though we'll lose a lot more dairy farms, and consequently, we won't have a solid dairy base in Tennessee and in the southern region. And as there's more emphasis for enhanced milk quality in the southern region, puts us in a very precarious situation. So we're trying to do something to be proactive about that.
A learning process for all who attended. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.